Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
让我们转向神祈祷。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁爱的天父，
we give you thanks for this day.
我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for this opportunity to hear from you.
感谢你，让我们有机会听你的话语。
We thank you that you would visit us.
感谢你临到我们当中。
Lord, to spend time.
我们
That you would spend time to come and attend to your children.
你用你的时间来到去顾照顾你的儿女。
We ask the Lord that you would open our ears.
求你开我们的耳朵。
Our minds.
我们的思想。
Most importantly, our hearts.
更重要的，我们的心。
That we will receive you in faith.
让我们用信心睇到主你自己。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.We tend to be a pragmatic bunch of people.
我哋咧好多都系好务实嘅一群人。
We are drawn to things that we think works for us.
我哋都俾嗰啲觉得系可行嘅嘢吸引。
And this aspect of our human nature,
咁我哋人性嘅呢一方面咧
，we can see it very early on in our lives.
就好细个嘅时候咧，我哋已经可以睇到噶啦。
Take a child.
睇个细路仔。
A child cries.To get attention.
他要人注意他的时候呢他就会喊。
And if it works for them, they'll continue crying.
咁如果是可行呢他就会继续喊。
But if you remove the child from the child's audience,
但是当你将他离开了那些观众的时候呢
you'll find that they will stop crying.
咁他们就不喊了。
Because,
因为呢
it doesn't accomplish what they want.
咁他想要的是不会得到的了。
So even a child knows.
咁就算系个细路仔都知道。
It knows what works and doesn't work.
知道有乜嘢可行，有乜嘢唔可行。
And if it doesn't work,
咁如果系唔可行嘅
，we will give up on it.
我就会放弃。
So if, for example, if you ask someone, if they need help or not,
佢哋需唔需要帮助
？And they tell you enough times that no, they don't need your help.
如果佢哋次次都话唔使你帮。
After a while, you stop asking.
咁過咗一段時間咧，可能你就唔再問佢噶啦。
Because that's our pragmatism kicks in.
呢個就係我哋嘅現實主義啦。
And so we decide, therefore, why waste my efforts? I'll move on.
咁我哋就唔好嘥時間啦，我哋繼續下一個。
We don't waste our efforts on when we're not wanted.
咁當我哋覺得唔需要嘅時候咧，我哋唔會去浪費我哋嘅努力。
That's our human nature of cutting our losses.
我哋嘅人性就係咁樣，要減少我哋嘅損耗。
Now it's interesting that if we look at the root of this，
但係我哋睇下呢一個問題嘅根咧
，is that we basically eliminate the presence of the Lord。
就係我哋其實係減咗主嘅同在。
That we rule out God in the equation of how we think。
我哋喺呢一個嘅方程式裏邊，我哋點樣想思想嘅時候咧，我哋係。將神減咗去
，and we end up judging and everything by our own understanding。
咁我哋就係用自己嘅理解去判斷一切。
And we believe that the only reality there is what we do。
咁我哋就覺得呢個現實咧，其實就只有係我哋自己做啲乜嘢。
And so we have no room for the possibility of the sovereign God intervening in any and all situations。
我哋冇留俾有神嘅地方俾神。
And this way we find a big difference between us and God.
咁呢個就係我哋同神嘅區別。
And in, as we look at this passage in Isaiah,
咁我哋睇以賽亞書呢段經文。
God is trying to help us to see reality that as the way we should.
神就係幫助我哋睇，我哋應該點樣睇現實。
And so we see God giving His covenant promises to us.
我哋睇到神將佢嘅約。
And those promises go to Israel through his prophets.
呢个就系藉住先知去俾过以色列人。
Now Isaiah's prophecy here in 53.
以赛亚书五十三章呢度嘅预言
was some 600 plus years before Christ.
系基督诞生嘅六百几年之前。
And he tells us that he has shown his power.
佢話俾我哋聽，佢可以展示佢嘅能力。
That over the course of history, God has revealed His arm.
喺整個嘅歷史裏邊，神都係彰顯佢嘅能力。
And we see the biggest example of that when God led Israel out of Egypt.
我哋睇到最大嘅一個例子就係神帶領以色列人離開埃及。
But yet God is saying here, even with that experience they have of God's power,
神就係講到，就算佢哋經歷咗神咁嘅能力，
Israel still did not believe.
以色列人都係唔信。
And so, as Isaiah is speaking prophetically,
所以以賽亞就喺度預言。
And as he speaks now of the birth of the Savior, the Messiah,
講到呢個尼賽亞呢個救主將要誕生。
He speaks therefore of Jesus Christ.
就係講到耶穌基督。
And the way he speaks is that it has already happened already.
咁佢講嘅方法咧，就好似係已經發生咗。
He's speaking some 600 years before the birth of Christ.
佢喺六百幾年前啊，基督誕生之前咁樣講。
But he's speaking as it is something that has happened already in his lifetime.
但係佢講嘅時候嘅口氣咧，就好似係喺佢嘅一生裏邊已經發生咗。
It is his trust and confidence that the word of God will be fulfilled.
就係佢肯定嘅知道神嘅話一定會成就。
So all that God says about the future will be certain to happen.
神所講到將來嘅事係一定會發生嘅。
Because Isaiah knows that the word of the Lord is truth.
因為以賽亞知道神嘅話係真實嘅。
And that all that he wills will come to pass.
佢嘅旨意都一定會成就。
So the birth and coming of Jesus
所以耶穌嘅誕生
is no afterthought.
不是說事後的事。
It is not God thinking of what to do after Israel rejects him.
不是說神看到以色列人拒絕他的時候，他想想應該怎麼做。
And we see that in Isaiah, God continuing to promise that God will send a Savior.
就是在以賽亞那裡講到，神是繼續的講，他一定會派一個救主。
So in Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所書一章
we see the statement, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ,according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved.
以弗所书一章三至六节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着己意喜悦的定预定我们，藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
God's plan
神的计划
was from the very beginning，
就是从
Before even the creation of the world.
就是从创世之前已经是定了。
But God's plan was first expressed in creation, in Genesis.
但是神的计划在创世纪里面是有这么说。
In Genesis chapter 3.
是创世纪第三章。
It says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
So we see in Isaiah this chapter verse 10.
所以我哋睇到喺以赛亚书第十节。
What God says is going to happen to Jesus.
就系神讲到耶稣会点样。
It's not because of the actions of men.
唔系因为人嘅行为。
It was because of the will of God the Father.
而是因为父神的旨意。
And it is the will of God to it that he, as he now addresses the sin of man.
就是他要去处理人的罪。
He addresses man's need, therefore, to be free from the stronghold of Satan, sin and death.
要解决人被撒旦、被罪同埋死亡的捆绑。
And so we see the will of God is found in his love.
我们看到神的旨意就是在他的爱里面。
The love defines its very height in his begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
这个爱的顶峰的表现就是在耶稣基督他的儿子的身上。
And that love is seen in Jesus coming into this world.
我们就藉着耶稣来到这个世界可以看到这个的爱。
And God's love is so great.
神的爱是如此大。
That it not only comes to visit his creation.
他不单是来到他的所创
造
的世界。
It tells us God comes to live with his creation.
而且讲到他是跟他的被造物一同的生活。
So God himself, Jesus Christ,
就是耶稣他自己，神他自己，
would not come in some royal splendor,
不是以一个皇族的辉煌这样来到，
but humbly as a baby born in a manger,
而是一个谦卑的婴孩在马槽出生。
A manger fit basically designed for animals.
这个马槽其实就是为动物设计的。
And this is the picture Isaiah is giving to us of Jesus coming into the world.
咁呢一个图画就系以赛亚俾我哋耶稣系点样进入呢个世界。
That he bears no attractiveness.
佢系冇美貌。
That nothing that would appeal to the world.
冇世人可以羡慕嘅嘢。
Because how does the world look at things?
咁世界系点样睇事物嘅咧？
We tend to look at things on the surface.
我哋通常都系睇表面。
We judge things by what we see.
我们就是以貌取人。
If you see a book cover,
如果你看到一本书的书面，
it's plain,
很平淡的。
And all you see is in you know, simple wording, the title of the book.
有几个字很简单的就是这本书的名。
That's all you see in the cover.
如果你只是看到这样，
most likely many of us would not look at that book.
很多时候你都或者不会看这本书。
You won't want to pick it up to read.
你不会拿起来读。
Because somehow the cover looks too boring.
因为面已经看下去很闷了。
That's why as you look at even books today,
就算今天你看的书，
They spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to make the cover look attractive.
他们都用很多时间去设计这个封面怎样可以吸引人。
So that people would pick it up and be interested in reading it.
让人会有兴趣拿起来读。
The problem is when we judge a book by its cover,
很多时候我们就是根据这个封面去决定这本书。
We'll get fooled very easily.
就被人骗了。
There's a lot of books that look very nice on the outside.
很多书看下去的封面很漂亮。
But after you pick it up to read it, you find it's nothing worth reading.
但你读的时候呢，读得都没东西值得你看的。
But we judge things on the surface.
但是我们就在表面看东西。
And so, Jesus comes.
耶稣来到。
And he's born a lowly son of a lowly carpenter. He's from a small rural town. And so therefore, man tends to disregard the significance of this baby that's being born. Because man cannot and does not see the inequality of Jesus.
亦都唔可以，亦都唔能够睇到耶稣嘅内在嘅内涵。
But we see here what Isaiah is telling us in verse 2 here.
以赛亚书度话俾我听第二节。
That we see Jesus as he's living continually in the presence of God the Father.
佢就喺耶和华父神面前系一直嘅活着嘅。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 it says.
彼得前书第二章咁讲。
As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God.Chosen and precious.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
This Jesus who has no attractiveness to the world is precious to God.
这个耶稣对这个被这个世界对佢系冇咩，
precious
to God. 可以吸引这个世界，但系对神嚟讲系宝贵嘅。
It's precious to God as he expresses his love, because this Jesus will carry out his will in bringing love to man.
他是宝贵的，因为是他代表神的爱，将神的爱带到来 世界。
The God's love that will bear the sins of man upon himself.
就是神的爱将人的罪去背负。
And it tells us that he willingly takes on our punishment.
他是愿意背负我们的惩罚。
The wrath that we deserve.
我们应得的惩罚。
Because it is God's wrath against sin.
是神对罪的惩罚。
And how true is that description of us in verse 6?
第六节就对我们是很好。真实的写照。
In our own sinfulness,
在我们自己的罪里面,
we like to choose the way we would go apart from God's way.
我们就是各行己路, 是不是行神的路。
Because most of us don't like to be told to do something.
因为我们大部分人都不喜欢别人叫我们做什么。
Anyone here likes to be told what to do?
有没有人喜欢说别人叫你做什么你喜欢听的呢?
We tend to sort of really take, you know, get really our defense mechanism comes in play, and we usually don't like to be told. We like to think that we decide on our own.
我哋中意话自己决定，我哋唔中意人哋叫我哋做乜嘢嘅。
That's part of our human nature.
我哋嘅人性就系咁样。
It's that sinfulness that is there in us.
就系喺我哋内在嘅罪。
And so we like to go our own way, different apart from God's way.
所以我们就喜欢我们偏行己路，我们不行神的路。
And that's basically the sign of our disobedience to God.
这个就是我们为不顺从神的表现。
And so it is God who says, when we do that, that we are therefore deserving his wrath.
神就说，当我们这样做的时候，不顺从，不顺服的时候，我们就是应得神的愤怒。
But it says Jesus now is the one who therefore is crushed for our sins.
但是现在就是耶稣为我们的罪被压伤。
Now being crushed to death is not a pleasant way of dying.
被压伤致死不是一个很好的死的方式。
Imagine every bone in your body.
想象一下你身上的所有的骨。
Being crushed, smashed to tiny little pieces.
都被截断、压碎。
It's hard to imagine how that would feel.
你很难想象的感觉是怎样。
But I would imagine that it's a slow death.
我想象是可能是一个很慢的死亡的过程。
And a painful one.
也是很痛苦的。
I mean, just imagine how painful it is to have your bones crushed.
你要想象一下骨折是怎样多痛苦。
So if you, have anyone ever had a car door slammed on their finger?
那你有没有试过车门夹住你的手呢?
Now, that might be a small taste of how that feels.
可能你都是有感觉可以在这里经历到少少这个感觉。
Your body crushed.
但是你全身被压碎。
I had that happen to me once.
有一次我试过。
Good thing it didn't crush any bones.
好在没伤到骨。
But it really does hurt a lot.
但是其实是很痛的。
But this is what the description of the punishment that Jesus bears for our sins.
这个就是描述基督为我们的罪所背负的，为我所背负的。
And it tells us that this sacrifice of Jesus, he did not speak or say a word.
耶稣这样的牺牲，他没有开口。
And for us,If we were accused of something that we did not do,
对于我，如果系我哋咧，俾人冤枉，我哋有啲嘢冇做嘅事咧
，we would probably cry bloody murder.
我哋就会大叫血腥谋杀。
We'll complain left and right.
我哋会系咁埋怨啦。
Everyone within shouting distance would hear the fact that you were being accused of something you did not do.
我哋大嗌，令到所有人都会听到我哋系被冤枉。
But it says, tells us Jesus did not speak a word.
但是这里说到耶稣没有开口。
He was silent like a lamb going to the
sheer. 羊一样被宰。
Jesus didn't cry out.
他没有开口。
Because he was carrying out the will of God, declaring God's love for sinners.
因为他就是带着神的爱向罪人宣布。
So in verse 10 it tells us, it is the will of God that he would crush Jesus.
所以十第十节话俾我哋听，就系神定义要佢去压伤截断。
And this is the very proof of the love of God for us.
呢个就系证明神对我哋嘅爱。
And the reason we have Christmas.
我哋有圣诞节嘅原因。
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ，
我哋庆祝耶稣嘅诞
生。That it is a time of peace and joy，
系一个平安喜乐嘅日子。
It is in this sacrifice that He brings to us，
就系因为佢呢个嘅牺牲带俾我哋。
So verse 5 points to us the fact that the wrath of God is satisfied by the sacrifice of Christ.
第五节话俾我哋听，神嘅愤怒就系藉住佢嘅牺牲得到满足。
And because of that, we have peace and we have healing.
因为咁样，我哋得医治，我哋得平安。
So this peace that Jesus cures for us,
耶稣为我哋争取得嚟嘅呢个平安
is first and foremost the peace that we would have with God.
首先就是我们与神的和好。
Now many of us don't even know that we're not at peace with God if we don't know Jesus Christ.
如果我们不认识耶稣的时候，我们很多人都不知道其实我们与神是没有和好的。
Because most of the world is going about living out their lives without having this peace with God.
因为整个世界大部分都是继续去过活，没有与神有这个关系。
And they don't have a second thought that there's a problem in their lives.
他们都不会想到他们的生活有问题。
But the peace that Jesus brings in it, by his life,
但是耶稣藉着他的生命所带来给我们的平安
and his death,
和他的死
is the peace that we would have be reconciled with God, our Creator.
就是这个平安是藉着我们和神和好，我们的创造者和好得来的。
And so the purpose of Jesus Christ being born on Christmas Day,
所以耶稣在圣诞节出生
is God acting on our behalf, our helpless nature before Him.
就是神为了我们无助的人性在祂面前。
And what's remarkable about this, about the love of God,
是要帮助我们神的爱的奇妙就是
it comes as the, in the mercy of God.
就是藉着神的怜悯带来。
That this, the love of God is in spite of man's response to him.
这个神的爱是不管人对他的回应是怎样的。
It tells us that Jesus is not only ignored.
这里讲到耶稣不但只被藐视。
He's not only ignored, he's not only rejected.
被藐视，被离弃。
It says he was despised.
他是被厌弃。
And even as he was being led to the cross to be nailed to that cross,
就算他是被带去十字架被钉。
They showed no pity upon Jesus.
他们都不怜悯他。
They didn't have any sense of, you know, feeling, you know, that he was going to be crucified on that cross.
他们都没有任何的怜悯，觉得他就来要被钉十字架。
And we see that as we look at this passage here.
我们看这段经文。
They considered Jesus being punished, dying on the cross, as something that was due to some terrible crime that he committed.
他们以为耶稣被钉十字架是因为他犯了什么很差的罪。
In verse 9 it tells us
第九节说
that the people considered that Jesus deserved to be counted among the wicked.
他们觉得他应该与罪人一起。
Once again, man going his own way.
人的方法。
And so, man's rejection of God's authority over him.
就是人要拒绝神在他之上的权柄。
And in the same way, they reject the one that Jesus, God sends for their salvation.
同样他们也都拒绝神为了他们的救恩而派来的那一位。
You know, rejection after a while, man's rejection after a while becomes a despite.
那通常拒绝到一段时间之后就变成了厌弃。
Because God throughout history has shown his love and caring provisions for his people.
因为在历史上，神都已经向他的子民表达他的爱，他的关心，他的照顾。
But man, thinking his own way, thinks he has a better way, and they reject the way that God meets them.
但是人以为自己有一个好的方法，是拒绝神。
And so they become to not only reject this meddlesome God, but they also begin to despise this meddlesome God.
他们不单只觉得这个神是多管闲事，他们甚至是藐视神。
And humanly speaking, we would have given up on him.
那是人来讲呢，我们已经放弃了。
But the depth of God's love is seen in his patience and persistence and compassion.
但是神的爱呢，就在他的忍耐，他的怜悯，他的 里边我哋可以睇到。
So God in His mercy finds a way to help a rebellious people.
喺神嘅怜悯里边，佢就有方法去帮助反叛嘅人。
And so therefore God provides the true gift of Christmas.
所以神就带俾我哋真正嘅圣诞嘅礼物。
That this gift of Christmas would deal with the rebellion and sin of man once and for all.
呢个礼物就系一次过对付处理咗人嘅。
And it describes, therefore, Jesus as bearing our griefs, carrying our sorrows.
这个讲到就是耶稣背负我们的痛苦，担当我们的忧患。
Pierced for our transgressions.
是为我们的罪而受伤。
And crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪，
为我们
的罪业压伤。
Grief and sorrow always associated and accompanies sin.
痛苦同埋傷痛就係同罪係有關係嘅。
They are the products of sin.
就係罪嘅後果。
And so God's mercy tells us here not only deals with our actual transgressions and sins.
所以神嘅憐憫唔單止係要面對我哋嘅反叛，我哋嘅罪。
He deals with the products of that sin.
亦都要對付罪嘅結果後果。
You know, we have grief when a loved one dies or is ill.
如果我哋嘅親人有傷有受生病或者死亡，我哋好傷痛。
We have grief when we have a fight with our spouse.
或者我哋同配偶鬧交，我哋有傷痛。
Or maybe when our friends desert us.
或者係我哋嘅朋友離棄我哋。
Grief.Comes as a product of sin.
这个痛苦就是罪的后果。
And those feelings of grief and sorrow,
这些忧患痛苦的感觉,
they linger on.
他们是会继续的。
And they continue to disturb us, even after the act of sin.
就算这个行为,罪的行为过去了之后,这个后果都是继续的,是困扰我们。
And it tells us though,The gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ, bears those for us.
但是圣诞节的这个礼物，耶稣基督就是为我们背负这些痛苦。
God lightens the load.
让我们的重担得轻省。
The peace of Christ.
基督的平安。
Comes and brings calm and rest for our souls in this turmoil of sin.
将我们，令我们的灵魂可以在罪的动荡里面得到平安。
And it is great to know that we don't have to bear the consequences of our sins by ourselves.
我们知道我们可以不用自己背负这个我们的罪。
That there is someone that would bear it with us.
是有一位会为我们背负。
And actually God says that he bears it for us.
就是说神说他为我们背负。
That he takes that load upon himself.
将这个重担摆在他自己身上。
And so that when we come to Christmas,
所以当我们来到圣诞节的时候，
we can rejoice.
我们可以喜乐。
Because there is a Savior who bears our griefs and sorrows.
因为有一位救主背负了我们的伤痛，我们的苦难。
How do we appreciate this great love of Christ?
我们怎样去欣赏神这个大爱呢？
That he would take on that was not his,And he would freely take it on upon himself.
他将这个不是他的重担愿意背负。
See, to free us from the tyranny of sin.
而释放我们，在罪里面释放我
们。And it is that tyranny of sin that keeps us from believing and trusting in Jesus Christ.
这个的罪就是阻止我们去相信依靠耶稣基督。
But it's the grace and mercy of God that takes hold of us in spite of our stubborn rejection.
就算我们是这么顽固的敌意，神都是将这个恩典怜悯赐给我们。
And he takes hold of us and gives us this beautiful gift.
他都是抓紧我们，将这个美好的礼物送给我们。
So the good news of Christmas.
所以这个圣诞的好消息就是
is Jesus being born.
耶稣诞生。
To bear and pay for our sins.
去背负去和付上我们的罪的代价。
But Christmas is more than just the fact that Jesus comes to pay and bear our sins.
但是不单止就是耶稣来到要背负我们的重担。
Isaiah here reveals a very important fact for us to keep in mind.
以赛亚都讲到一个很重要的事实，我们要记得。
It tells us that Jesus Christ will see his seed.
他会看到基督会看到他的后裔。
Although Jesus will die bearing our sins,
虽然他会为我们的罪死，
he's telling us that death will not hold Jesus.
但在这里告诉我们，罪不可以捉住。
That after his death, he will come alive again for eternity.
他死亡之后，他会复活，会在永生里。
Because only the living can see his seed.
唯有活着的人才可以看到他的后裔。
And when God says he will prolong his days, it will be for all eternity.
神这里讲到延长年日，就是说永恒的。
See, the suffering of Christ is the will of God.
基督的受苦是神的旨意。
But it is not in vain.
但是不是虚目虚空的。
It is through Jesus' death.
就是藉着耶稣的死。
The blessing of salvation comes to us.
救恩的祝福临到我们。
That is the true pleasure of God in Christmas.
这个就是真正yes神在圣诞节里面的喜悦。
And this is what Christ will bring is satisfaction to God as his plan of salvation is carried out.
就是基督就是带出神的救恩的计划，令到神可以得喜悦。
And so Jesus Christ suffered great anguish.
耶稣受苦。
But it also tells us he will receive great satisfaction.
但是他也会得到很满足。
Christ's suffering is effective.
他的受苦是有效的。
In bringing about his people's redemption and justification.
将他的子民拯救和称义。
But his death is only the very beginning of Christmas.
但是他的死亡只不过是圣诞的开始。
And what Jesus brings in on Christmas Day is the great benefit for those who will be made righteous like he is.
耶稣也都带来，在圣诞节那天带来，他好像他一样的，可以将这些人得到称义。
The ones that will believe upon what they hear from the Lord.
带来那些他们听到神的话语相信的人。
As Christ satisfies the wrath of God.
他去牺牲去承受神的愤怒。
He brings about the true pleasures of God.
就是将神真正的喜悦带来。
That Christ will be rewarded with the spoils of a victor.
神耶稣会得到战利品。
It is in his victory over sin and death.
就是他在罪和战胜罪和死亡。
That's the spoils he will receive for his obedience.
就是因为他的信服，他所得到的战利品。
And it tells us that Jesus will share these spoils of victory.
这里讲到耶稣也都会去跟我们分享他的战利品。
To those who are his offspring.
跟他的后裔分享。
And so the blessing of Christmas gives us so much more.
所以圣诞的祝福是很多。
The gift of Christmas gives us something to continue to look forward to.
让我们有些可以继续期望的东西。
And as in Christmas, as we continue to find Jesus,
在圣诞里面我们继续去寻求耶稣。
It also tells us this Savior.
这里讲到这个救主。
Will intercede on our behalf.
就是要为罪犯代求。
For all our sins.
为我们所有的罪。
His death not only covers our sins of the past.
他的死亡不单止是掩盖我们过去的罪。
And the sins of present and the sins to come.
我们现在的罪或者是将来的罪。
But that he, God himself, intercedes for us on our behalf.
神他自己就是为我们祈求。
We would find no greater intercessor.
我们不可以找到一个更大的中保。
He will come and on our behalf before God the Father.
他在神的面前代表我们。
And declare our innocence before him.
称我们为义。
That we would be righteous.
让我们可以被称义。
Although we know that we are not.
虽然我们知道我们不是义人。
We are still sinners that need the intercession of God.
我们是罪人，我们需要神。
And so this Christmas, help us to really appreciate the true gift of Christmas.
所以我们在这个圣诞节，希望我们可以真正认识到圣诞的真正的礼物。
Not the festivities. Not all the gifts that you will get or give. But Christ. He's the true gift of Christmas. And all that he brings with him. Let's bow in prayer. I'd like us to come as we stand before Christ himself. That we would ask him to help us realize the things that we have put before him. Not the things we put before him, but the things we value more than him. We ask our Lord that he would help us to remove those things from our hearts. That we will really see how precious he is. So that Christmas would be a meaningful and significant time in our lives.
以致圣诞节可以成为有意义、重要嘅喺我哋一生中嘅日子。
And we really know the peace that Christ brings before God.
让我哋真正明白耶稣为我哋带嚟嘅神俾我哋嘅平安。
Lord, that we would be reconciled to God.
让我哋可以与神和好。
We ask, oh Lord, that you would help us to pray this way.
求主我哋咁样嘅去祷告。
So each one of us, let us pray before God on our own behalf.
求主帮助我们每一个人在神的面前祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for the gift of Christ. How your gift continues to be effective and beneficial to our lives even this day. We pray that you may continue to help us. Lord, as we continue to live in this world that's fallen, that you grant us grace, that Christmas would be with us. We ask this for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.